With the help of Hashem, we learn today's Pedek, the second chapter of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam opens up by writing in Halacha Aleph that Iker Hatzivui Ba'avodas Kechavim, that the essence, the Iker, of the commandment forbidding the worship of idols is Shaloi La'avod Echad Mikol Habaruyim, not to serve any of Hashem's creations, etc. It sounds, when you read the opening line, that the ikir, that the essence of the prohibition, is not to serve, not to do an action of service. However, as we spoke out in yesterday's segment, and as the Rebbe spoke about many times, also in Likutei Sichos Chelek Chaf, page 15, that shita, that the opinion of the Rambam is that the isur of Avodah Zarah isn't only behavioral. It's also a mitzvah connected to one's heart and mind, that we should not allow our thoughts and our understanding to adopt erroneous ways of thinking that ultimately, as it did in the past history, leads to idol worship. Rambam begins speaking about the ikir of Shaloi La'avoid. However, look at the end of the same very Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam is saying, "Koloimar shaloi titur bihirur halev la'avodelu," based on the pasuk that we have, that he quotes, that a person should make sure that the thoughts of one's heart should not lead one astray. Again, emphasizing that the mitzvah, the negative mitzvah of not serving avodah zarah, isn't only about how we behave, but it's about how we think. And ideas that we might adopt into our hearts that Hashem tells us indeed not to. And furthermore, says the Rebbe, that when Rambam writes, continuing in Halacha Beis, about the many Sfarim that they wrote or that they have, and the Rambam Paskins, listen to these words, that Sivano HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God Almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us not even to read from any of their books. Parenthetically, where do we find in Chazal that Hashem commanded us not to read the books written by Ovdei Avodah Zarah? This actually is originated from a Zohar. And from here we see, as we see in other places, that the Rambam takes a halacha from the Zohar HaKadosh. End of parentheses. But coming back over here, and the Rambam writes the words, V'loi nahadir ba, V'loi bedover bidvareho, again, reading a book, thinking about, speaking about their words, this is all a continuation of the concept that the isur of Avodah Zarah is also on one's thoughts, on one's mind, and on one's heart. So the Rebbe in Likutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Tes writes the following, that concerning those who ask the Rebbe whether they should get involved in debating Christians, Noitzrim, and the way you engage in a debate is by becoming more familiarized with that which they say, which would mean you'll have to read their books, which is mamish books written by Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So from here, the Rebbe says, is the answer that one may not do so, because in order to properly engage with them, you'll have to read their Sfarim. That in itself is a prohibition. Aside of the fact that the Rebbe writes that we see, b'muchash, that many people who get involved by reading their Sfarim, it leads for them themselves to get confused simply by their own lack of the knowledge of the Torah, and they introduce into their mind certain ideas that are Avodah Zarah ideas, and this in itself is part of the mitzvah, that Hashem is forbidding us to entertain in our minds thoughts and concepts that are connected to idol worship.